episode 2241, Love for a Lifetime.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a splendid weekend. You know what? I almost forgot what day it was. Yes, have you ever had those days where one day runs into the next? And you don't even know that it's a weekend? Well, take a deep breath. It is Relationship Builders, and it is time for you to love for a lifetime. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, have you ever thought about this? I mean, come on, it is a crazy question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are you holding your spouse to a higher standard? Your love for a lifetime is worth at least a million tries. Don't give up. Love comes with sacrifice and grace. It's not about being perfect, because perfect does not exist. Ask me. Ask my husband. He will tell you I am 100% not perfect, and I will 100% agree with him. Notice how I didn't throw him under the bus. Wink, wink. But we all make mistakes. We all are learning. Yet we have these fairy tales that tell us otherwise, that this is the way marriage looks. This is the way a relationship should be. If we don't have our Prince Charming, or if we do and he wrongs us, then maybe it's time to move on. Or is it? Love for a lifetime takes commitment. Think about it. If love was easy, everyone would be in love. But it's not. In fact, it's easier to walk away than it is to fight. And it doesn't help the family structure when society makes it easy to break the ties and get a divorce. Love for a lifetime requires sacrifice, grace, and commitment. Are you ready for the fight? That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Ready for the fight. You got to be willing to go to battle for the one that you love. If you desire that love for a lifetime, there is a fight to be won. But it's not one with your spouse, but one of yourself. There's four things I want to cover with you. And I know I've told you this before, but you know, I'm reminded of it quite often. And it's something that honestly keeps me grounded. It keeps my feet on the ground and not my heart in the air. Or me thinking that I have it all together, because I so do not. And I need these reminders. Why do you think we show up here? We, you, me. Here at Create Your Now. Because it is an everyday effort. So what does it look like in real life to love for a lifetime? Number one, forgiveness. Life is not perfect, so you have to be willing to push through the failures. You have to be willing to push through those hurts and the disagreements and forgive that which does not meet your expectations. How many times are we trying to set the bar, setting that high standard? You got to reach here, baby. If you don't reach here, you haven't arrived. How unfair is that? Now, I know you're thinking, but he does the same for me. Just because he doesn't mean you get to do it. You have to be willing to set your own standard in how you're going to love for a lifetime. That comes with forgiveness. Now, am I here saying that, oh, you have to put up with absolutely everything? 100% no. There are many things that cross that line. And you need to understand that. And if you are sitting in an abusive situation right now, I am asking you to go get help. I'm asking you to reach out to somebody that you trust. If you don't have someone that you can go to, I would contact, if nothing else, if you're in a dire emergency, contact 911. But if you feel like you have some days you can plan ahead, you can contact a church. You can go to a local counselor or therapist. They will be able to guide you and direct you. And honestly, I want to tell you this right now, because I know this is what comes up. But what about the money? If you are in an abusive, dangerous situation, I'm telling you right now, do not worry about the money. Your safety comes first. Figure that out, and then you can go to the next step. So understand, what we're talking about here is not those extreme situations. We're talking about the everyday CRAP that shows up on our front door, that when we open it and our day begins, we're flooded with it. And we have to figure out, how are we going to live this life? How are we going to have love for a lifetime? Are we going to choose to be in it to win it? Or are we going to choose to run and hide? That's the difference here. So when you look at forgiveness, we get hurt. But in all honesty, you hurt your spouse as much as they hurt you, right? You hurt your hubby hurts you. So you can't sit here and hold absolutely everything against them, yet we keep score. Be honest. We keep score. And that's wrong. And that's not how we're loved. God doesn't love us and keep score. That's why he sent Jesus Christ on the cross. So be willing to, number one, admit and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm not perfect. Because in all honesty, do you really think you want to be perfect? Oh my gosh, if I really was perfect, that fall, that one chance that I might be imperfect would be a deeper fall than me failing every day. So forgive. And not only forgive your spouse, but forgive yourself. We can be very harsh with our own heart. And that's very important that we understand that. We have to, yes, forgive our spouse, but we also have to forgive ourselves. Now, in the whole midst of forgiving, understand that forgiveness doesn't mean that you're saying, huh, I like what he's doing. You may not like what he's doing, but you still can forgive. Now, if this is a pattern in your marriage, then it needs to go a little bit deeper, depending upon the situation. But if it's the little things like, oh, seriously, he left his shoes out in the middle of the room again and you tripped over them, okay, is it really worth you keeping score even though he's already done it 227 times and counting? No, it's not. So there are some things we have to just let go of. In fact, with the 5 kids and a husband, a dog, 3 cats, and sometimes a gecko or 2 to boot, what happens in our household? In all honesty, sometimes I have to be willing to pick my battles. When we're ready for the fight, we've got to pick our battles. And if you're picking always that nitpicky little stuff, do you think that's helping your marriage? No, it's not. You're slowly taking a little bit of that love away from the heart. And when you keep whittling that heart down, what's left? Not very much. So it all starts with forgiveness. Number 2, sacrifice. You have to be willing to sometimes give up what you want. And that's hard. Because admit it, we are selfish creatures. We want it our way or the highway. I want it this way, or you can go. No, you can't always lay down those laws. There are some laws that need to be laid down like that, but not in every circumstance in your relationship. Sometimes you have to put your personal preferences aside to serve the greater good of the relationship. And that's hard. Maybe you're redecorating your bedroom and you love florals. And all of a sudden you're coming to your hubby going, you know what, hon, I really want to redecorate. And he's like, okay, I'm fine with that. What are you choosing? And all of a sudden you say, oh, I found this wonderful thing. You show him and his eyes get really big. And he's like, no, I'm not going there again. Hon, I have been patient, but this floral stuff, no more. It's for the birds. It needs to stay outside and I don't want it in my bedroom anymore. Now, maybe the first couple of years of marriage, he gave in and you moved or you changed some things around or painted the room. And he's like, okay, maybe I can handle it. But maybe now you're 10, 12, 20 years in and he's like, yeah, no more. That's a give and take there, right? Do you have to have florals in the bedroom? Could you just have a plant and not a floral bedspread? Now, I know some of you are yelling at me right now, going, Christiane, you don't understand. I want the bedroom to reflect me because I'm the one that's in the bedroom the most. He just comes in, throws his stuff around, lays in bed, gets up, and whatever. Does it really matter? Well, maybe it does to him. So think about it. Sometimes sacrificing our personal preferences allows us to serve the greater good of our relationship. So sacrifice is very good. Now, I'm not talking about sacrificial love. Yes, that is something, and there is something to that. But this is about sacrificing more of those tangible things. Even your schedule. Going, man, I'm tired of him getting home at 6 o'clock. Well, is he providing for the family? Then maybe you should be okay with him coming home at 6 o'clock. Now, if you need to have a discussion as to how things are going to look on the calendar because of his schedule, then have that discussion. But I've got some girlfriends that, oh my gosh, it's like, if you're not home at 5 o'clock because you're done at 4:30, well then, you know what, that's it. Really? I know us girls, we can talk a lot. Have you ever been out with the girlfriends? You just saw a neighbor and you were outside way too long and all of a sudden now an hour and a half has passed and you walk in and he's like, where have you been? Oh, I've just been out chit-chatting with, you know, neighbor down the street and you left me here with the kids. Oh, well, I'm sorry, hun. And then you just kind of like blow it off. Remember, it's a two-way street. So not only do we need to sacrifice for them, but yes, sacrifice needs to come back. But if we're not willing to give, how can they be willing to give back to us? Forgiveness, sacrifice. Number three, grace. As much as you give grace, you too need to be willing to receive it. I think it's easy for us to begin the forgiveness process. And then we're willing to extend the grace a little bit. But in actually fully receiving it is a little bit different. Because there's these little voices inside our heads that are like, do you remember when? And it's those reminders that say, you're not good enough. And then you go and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, gosh, I don't know. Why am I so down on myself? Because you have all these little reminders. The best gift you can give your relationship is to give yourself grace because you're not perfect. Our spouses can give us grace, but if we're not willing to receive it, oh dear, we're in for major trouble. Because when you look at yourself and you keep hearing all of these voices, and the self-talk that goes on in your head, you know what I'm talking about. You've been there. Maybe you were there this morning. Extend yourself grace. Be willing to receive it. And finally, number four, commitment. When the going gets tough, are you holding on? Or are you one who's throwing up your hands in the air going, goodbye, it was nice knowing you? I hope that's not the case. I hope you're ready for the fight. I hope you're willing to say, you know what? Yeah, life is going to get a little bit tough. But I'm willing to hold on. You held on to me. I'm going to hold on to you. This is what wraps around love, forgiveness, sacrifice, grace, and commitment. Love for a lifetime. Your spouse, I guarantee, is worth it. Or guess what? You wouldn't have said, I do. At one point in your lifetime, nothing, absolutely nothing that your spouse did you ever see was wrong. Everything seemed glossy perfect. The filter of, oh my gosh, you're mine forever. And if we could just capture this. But then life gets real. And we have these things called bills and children and in-laws and children. And then we have commitments called school, responsibilities. We got to figure a way to teach them all of these things so they can grow up and be awesome in the world. And yet we forget that we've got this other half. We used to call him our better half. But now we're not sure what half, because life has moved so fast. Love for a lifetime is for you to have and to hold from this day forward. But the thing is you get to decide what that love looks like. Are you willing to wrap your love in forgiveness, sacrifice, grace, and commitment? Are you ready to say, you know what? Not only does my spouse deserve it, but I deserve it too. So I'm doing it for the both of us. I'm ready for the fight. Go out today. Go love on your spouse. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.